Hey, everybody, Saul Marquez with the Health Matters podcast. I want to welcome you to another episode here recorded in Las Vegas for Health 2023. Today, I have the privilege of hosting Owen Tripp. He co-founded and grew the startup that has become Included Health, today's first integrated navigation and virtual care company. He previously co-founded and grew Reputation.com into a global leader in online reputation and privacy management, and he's done many other tech startups that have been very successful in the space. Welcome to the podcast, Owen. Glad to have you here.
Hey, Saul. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. Look, Owen, before we kick things off and learn more about Included Health, tell me about you and what inspires your work in healthcare.
Yeah. So as you noted, I'm a lifelong technologist, worked in Silicon Valley in the early days of PayPal and eBay, developed those companies and started Reputation.com. And the through line on those companies, which helped set up Included Health, is we were dealing with large sets of data to make better sense of how people could trust each other and work with each other online. And it was shocking to me in 2012 when I started this company, and remains shocking to me now, how little the internet has done to change the way we all experience and receive care. And so I saw that as a huge opportunity, a technical challenge that I was excited by, and an opportunity to do a lot of good for other people, including my family members.
That's great. Thanks for sharing that. Tell us about Included Health. What do you guys do? Who do you do it for? And why are you different?
Yeah. So we're proud to support large purchasers of healthcare. So these could be large employers, including 32 of the Fortune 100, large health plans who are looking to provide excellent virtual care services and navigation to their members. Why? Because we all experience a healthcare system that is otherwise fragmented, otherwise built around the bill, not around the member, where we are left trying to figure out where to go next and often don't know how to assist ourselves. And so we've devised a set of services, including virtual primary care, virtual behavioral health, virtual specialty care, that all sits on top of this advocacy platform that's built around how members should traverse the system and get exactly what they need when they need it.
That's fantastic. It sounds like a great ecosystem focused on the patient, not the bill. I love that, by the way. It does get to the core of the problem. And talk to us about advancements in healthcare, right? They often happen over time. What do you think is the most important thing for employers to be doing now to play a part in driving that advancement?
Yeah, let's stick with this member-focused idea. At the end of the day, Saul, all of us sitting here recording this podcast, we have all been patients, or will be. We will all be caregivers to other people in our lives. It's just part of the human condition. And when that happens, when that moment hits, we want somebody by our side, metaphorically and specifically, to help us figure out where to go next. And we want to get access to care that is personalized, that can be life-saving, that reduces the chances that we have to stay in the system for an extended period of time. And everything we do at Included Health is built on that promise. So you asked, what should employers be thinking about? They're coming out of a time when they've been picking up these point solutions and creating these little petting zoos of interesting ideas in their ecosystems, and they're finding nobody really uses those things, that overall engagement is low, despite some really interesting ideas over the last few years. So we come to employers, and employers ask us and say, how do you put all these things together? How do you have one platform, one front door that leads somewhere that helps people get the kind of care that they need? That's our promise. Important, simple, unified experience to get the care you need when you need it.
That's great. I appreciate that, Owen. And by the way, I love your petting zoo analogy. That's essentially what it is. A lot of point solutions that are struggling to connect the dots and struggling to provide an integrated experience for consumers, and how frustrating that is for both employers. And how about for carriers and health plans?
Yeah, it's the same idea. The carriers and health plans are also of an age now where they're trying to mean more to their members. And honestly, that's a challenging conceit, because usually the American healthcare consumer thinks of the health plan as being the department of no, the department of you're going to have to pay more, the department of yes, only if you complete these five steps. And I think the best health plans in the country, our clients, our partners, are rethinking that member experience too. And they're looking for a form of care that will bring them into the modern world, but also raise the standard of what a great healthcare experience looks like. So in a lot of ways, it's the shared goal. And of course, they have an extra responsibility, which is to make sure that all of this innovation leads to lower costs. Because Saul, as much as I like the member experience, and as much as I celebrate the work that we do for each other in our communities, the reality is this innovation's got to be sustainable. And some of the work that we're talking about here at this conference, some of the work that our clients have already shared from stage yesterday, points to a very clear fact, which is that all of this kind of care that I'm describing to you actually reduce total cost of care in some cases by 5 to 10%. And that's remarkable. I think there are a few other companies that can stand here with that body of work and that body of data to say, actually, this stuff really matters.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate the focus on that cost reduction. When we look at the impact of these technologies, it is outcomes, but also the cost. So really appreciate you highlighting that, Owen. Where's the greatest opportunity for the next generation of healthcare leaders to focus their efforts?
I love that question because I get very inspired by the people who I see here. Before I stepped into your booth here in Las Vegas, I ran into an old colleague who's doing amazing work. There are so many people around here today and yesterday that have inspired me with their work. And what I would say to all of those healthcare leaders is none of this is going to happen overnight. And you have to think about doing everything at scale. And I don't think it's an overstatement and not too dramatic to say that actually all of our lives depend on this innovation really breaking through. And that requires sticking at it over a period of years by never losing sight of what that member requires, by carefully building your technology so you honor the privacy and security needs of those members, by doing it in a way that can feel personalized and scalable. That's the message that I would send to leaders. And look, let's be honest, it's been a tough market for some of those digital health innovators. It's been a big change over the last year. Companies that are of Included Health size really matter, I think, more than ever. It's not just us, but we are one of the companies that has gotten to a level of scale that I think a lot of other private companies hope to obtain. And so to all those other leaders, I would say, stick at it. This is possible for all of us. And I think it's the disruption and innovation that our market really desperately needs.
Thank you for that, Owen. And it is those that have been successful at integration. And I think you guys are an example of one of those companies that now the partnerships should continue or begin, right, if they haven't. And so for everybody listening to this, looking for opportunities to partner to help bring forth a more integrated solution, I think definitely take a look at the work that Included Health is doing. You've written about EQ and AI, and I find that concept fascinating as we face that many technologists are saying that the biggest revolution of our time when it comes to AI. So bring this to life for me. What is EQ and AI?
Yeah, it's a simple idea, which basically says that AI, I am and have been, frankly, I've dedicated much of my technology career to data science, machine learning, and now AI, through line of similar and highly related technologies. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big believer in those things. And I also know from my direct experience in taking care of millions of patients with our company over the last few years, that when somebody is injured, anxious, feeling unwell, that they want the best possible diagnosis and treatment plan, and they want to know that another human cares about them getting the result that they need. It's not a either or. And so this notion of EQ and AI is, I think, is beautiful prayer for the future, which is to say, let's use AI for all that's possible. Let's figure out the most complex diagnoses. Let's create speed in people getting to care. Let's give people access to data and insight that they might otherwise have not gotten. We should root for all those things. And we have to make sure that human compassion and human attention remains part of the process. And I'm very hopeful about that, because if you arm a great physician, a great care coordinator with the level of insight that these AI and large language models and other technologies can allow, and you let that person be the best human they can be, wow, what a sort of wonderful recipe for what the future of healthcare ought to look like.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Owen. And at the end of the day, it is about feeling cared for and having a relationship with somebody that does care for you and that is looking forward to that outcome with you. And doing it at scale is hard. And thanks to companies like yours, it's possible now. Look, this has been a fascinating discussion. I've really enjoyed the topics we've covered. For everybody listening, at the end of the day, health matters. And the way that we do something about it is take action. So what call to action would you leave the listeners with?
Yeah, I'm going to encourage all of your listeners, because we are all patients, to go get access to primary care that is integrated with mental health. This is a very simple prescription, but I hope that we will all go follow it, because investing in ourselves in an integrated way, behavioral health and physical health, will set up the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of our life in a much better way. Make that investment in yourself. Do it today.
Love it, Owen. Love how you keep it so simple. Folks, do it today. In the show notes, you'll find ways to get in touch with Owen and his team at Included Health. Make sure you check them out. Oh, and any other closing thoughts or ways that the listeners could follow you?
No, we want to hear from people who are part of this mission. And thanks for talking a little bit today about Included Health. There's so much more we want to say. I'll just have to look forward to seeing you here next year.
Looking forward to it, Owen. Thanks for being with us.
You got it.